Well, Owen told me I can stand down there if I want to. I'm not sure if I want to stand down there or not. But I'll just kind of focus that way. If I have something I really want to get on somebody, I'll get on them over here. Y'all get the easy side today. I can hide better up here. Anyway, as I studied this week, and the thoughts that kept coming back to my mind was not necessarily Christmas anymore, but it was the new year. And as I thought about, you know, lots of people make New Year's resolutions of things they want to do better and things they want to do. They want to lose weight. They want to get in shape. They want to whatever it may be. You know, now is the year. You know, the first of the year is the time to kind of make a change. It's easier to make a change the first of the year than it is, you know, midstream in the year, and you kind of got a reason to do it. And so that was kind of on my mind as I was studying and reading, and I came across some verses. I guess the title, if I had a title, it would be Draw Me Closer. And I kind of kicked that around, the title, and that's kind of what I came up with. But the first scripture that I want to read is Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and the previous chapter talked about all the heroes of faith, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And as I looked at that first verse, it says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. I'd like to have maybe Carter. Could you come up here and help me out for a little bit? Just as kind of a little illustration. Are you pretty fast? No? Can you run? How fast can you run from here to the thing back there, to the soundboard? Can you do it for me? That's pretty fast. Now come here once. I got something else for you. Now I want you to take your shoes off. I want you to put these on for me. Can you put those on for me? Oh, God. Don't want them yet. Put them on. Now I want you to put this on. There we go. Let's just kind of wrap this around you here. See how this works. Round and round. Just kind of, if we can get this to go around you, and maybe if we can get it around your legs here a little bit. Now, how fast can you run back to that thing again? You think you were as fast as what you were before? No? You don't want to try? That's okay. You don't have to. Be kind of hard, wouldn't it? And it's kind of comical to think of putting all that extra weight on him, and yet so many times we do that with ourselves. We have this we want to carry with us, and we have this you want to carry with us. And you know, you think of an athlete that, you know, a runner, they got the lightest shoes they can get. They've got aerodynamic suits, you know, that they wear, you know, supposed to special suits that make them, you know, the least wind resistance as possible. And they take off and they run. You don't see them, you know, with work boots on and carrying a coat and wrapping and stuff, and yet it says, you know, that it says everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And Philippians 3 verse 13b, the end of 13b is, find the right chapter here. It says, forgetting what is behind, straining toward what is ahead. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. So, and that's Paul writing, and, you know, I think Paul might have had a lot of baggage in the back of his mind, you know, things that, you know, from his life before that he wasn't proud of, that he had to overcome. But, you know, we put those things behind us. You know, if we want to draw closer to Christ, we've got to get some of these things out of us, away from us. We've got to confess our sins. We've got to, you know, throw off that extra baggage that we have. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So we've got to get rid of that baggage. 2 Chronicles 7:14, and this is a very popular verse. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So, you know, the first thing we've got to do is we've got to humble ourselves and pray. Seek his face. Seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways. So we've got to turn and you know, get our focus off of things that are our things, our little things, the sin that we have around us. And sometimes it's not even sin, you know. It might be work, it might be sports, it might be you know, a hobby, it might be whatever you think of, things that take time, you know, whether it's time from your church, time from your family, whatever it may be. It can be a good thing, but yet it's things that aren't, you know, honoring God. And then the second part of that verse that I like, it says, let us fix our eyes. Jumping back to Hebrews 12. Verse 2, it says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And, you know, I had to think of, you know, when I mow a yard or something, and, you know, the first thing you want to do is you want to make sure you go straight as you can go. And so what do? You know, you look right in front of your wheels, and, you know, I'll make sure my wheels are straight. Are my wheels straight? Wheels straight. Okay, they're straight. Let's go. Yeah, no, that's not what you do. I pick something, you know, at the end of the yard. I don't pick something in the middle of the yard. I pick something in the end. You know, I fix my eyes on something, and I go as straight as I can go towards that. And, you know, that's how we should be with Christ. You know, if we fix our eyes on him, you know, get that set on him, and then we go straight towards him. And, you know, sometimes you might, you know, have a tree in the way, and you kind of go around the tree, and you fix your eyes back on that landmark. And I think of, you know, a runner again in the same way. When they run, they don't, you know, look over here and they're like, ready, set, go. And they don't run like this. They focus on the finish line. You know, they look straight ahead. You know, a ball player, you know, the first thing when you play ball, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to watch my bat and I'm going to swing at the ball. Okay, tell me when I swing and I'm going to swing at the bat. You know, you don't watch your bat, you watch the ball that comes in. You know, and it's you keep your focus on, and that's the only way to go. Maybe I have Isaiah come up and we'll do another little illustration. If he wants to come up. Can you throw a golf ball? Do you think you can throw it back to your dad? Throw it back to your dad. That's a pretty good throw. Now, I want you to throw another one to him. Now, I want you to, don't look at him. I want you to turn your back to him. Now, throw it to him hard as you can. You try again? How about if you just turn that way? Turn that way. Now, throw it that way just as hard as you can. That was pretty close. He got his hand on it, but not as good as what you can. Now, try again. Look right at him and throw it again to him. Throw it right at him. All right. Thank you. You can go back. But just in that simple illustration, you know, another thing is that, you know, and these aren't real golf balls. For those of you that were a little worried. You know, we think it's funny that, you know, we have to focus on whatever we're throwing at. We have to focus on that to get it there. And yet so many times we want to look, you know, over here at what's going on over here rather than focusing on Christ. And jumping back to Philippians 3 and then verse 14, it says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So, you know, we have to keep pressing on. We have to keep moving on. Keep focusing on. Like it says in Hebrews, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Romans 13, verse 14 says, rather close yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. So we need to be clothed with Jesus Christ, not just, you know, we need to, I guess the King James Version said, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, sometimes that's something we have to do every day. We have to stop and think, you know, I need to be Christ. And 2 Corinthians 4:16-18 says, therefore we do not lose heart. And that's the second verse that's talked about losing heart. It talked about it in Philippians, I think. It says, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So that's why we want to fix our eyes on Christ, and because the reward that we have is eternal. It's not here on earth. It's not going to pass away. It's not going to perish. And one of the commentaries I read said where the verse where it says, for our light momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. It says God doesn't have any debts that he owes. When he repays somebody for the punishment that, you know, the trials that we endured here on earth, you know, it's not, you know, we're going to get back part of what we get, you know, part of what we went through. It's going to be above and beyond. When he repays somebody for something, it's above and beyond. You know, heaven is so much greater, and our eternal reward is so much greater. And then I'm going to jump back to 2 Timothy 4, and read verse 7 and 8. And I thought it was kind of interesting because Paul talked about, you know, the race quite a few times. You know, he talked about it in Philippians. And it was actually, I looked it up, and it was about, I think, six or seven years, AD 62 is when he would have wrote, like, Philippians and those that they thought. And then his death was in, like, 66 or 67, and 2 Timothy would have been the last book that he wrote. And it talks about, again, about the race. And it says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And once again, here's why we draw closer, why we focus on Christ. It says, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. So when we focus on Christ, That's what we have for us. That's why we focus on Christ and why we want to live our lives for Christ, is because we're looking for that eternal reward. And kind of as the last scripture in closing here, I'm going to go back and read in Philippians 3 again. I kind of skipped around a little bit on that, but I want to go back and read starting at verse 10 and read through 14. Verse 10 says, I want to know Christ in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And I thought it was interesting how Paul wrote, you know, I want to be like Christ in the power of resurrection. I want to know him. And I want to, you know, the fellowship of sharing and suffering. I want to become like him. But yet, then verse 12 says, not that I've already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do. So even Paul didn't feel like he had reached it. And I read a quote this week, and it said, I don't want perfection, I want effort. I don't expect perfection, I want effort. And, you know, Christ, God knows that we're not going to be perfect. But yet that effort, God would love to see that effort. You know, as parents, we know our children aren't perfect. But yet when we see them trying and trying, we know that they want to please us. You know, even when they fall short, it's easy to be grace, to have grace and have mercy in that. You know, and then there's times when you can tell that they don't want to do right. But yet, you know, when you see them with that effort, you know, putting forth that effort, trying and trying. And I think God is the same way with us. When he looks down on us, you know, he can see us and he knows that we're trying, and maybe we're not reaching that. You know, as Paul said, he's not that he's been made perfect, and we never will be perfect and as long as we're here on earth. But it says to press on to that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. And, you know, we keep pressing on. And verse 14, where it says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So, I guess that's all I have. My challenge would be that, you know, that we would press on and we would focus our eyes. You know, when you set out at the beginning of the year and you make a New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose weight. Well, if you lose 1 pound, you lost weight. So, good job. But you know, if you set a goal, you know, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. Well, 15 pounds, you're not there yet. So you keep pressing on, you keep pressing on. So if we want to be like Christ, we have to set a goal. You know, we have to set, and we know we're not going to get there, but you can see progress as you go along. Another saying is, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. So if we just kind of bebop through life and, yeah, I'm a Christian and I love God, and we're just kind of here and there, you know, we'll get there maybe. But if you want to be successful and have a successful Christian walk, we've got to keep our eyes focused on Christ and keep moving in that direction. That is all I have. Why don't we stand for prayer, and then you'll be dismissed. Dear God, I thank you for this day you blessed us with. Dear God, I just ask that you would just be with us now. Dear God, I pray that you would just help us to apply your word to our lives. Dear God, I thank you for your word that we have, that we can study and learn from you. Dear God, I pray that we would fix our eyes on you and that we would focus on you. And we would make you the centerpiece, make you our landmark that we move towards, that we we try to straighten our course out and go straight to you. Dear God, I pray that we would be able to throw aside those things that entangle us and slow us down and weigh us down. Dear God, I just pray that you would just be with us this week, be with us in the coming year. Dear God, I thank you for safety and health as we went through the last year. Dear God, I pray that you would be with us as we look to the new year and look forward to serving you in the coming year. Just ask that you would go with us as we go from here. Just watch over us and protect us. In your name I pray. Amen.